Bible. Welcome to the Mahavir. Now, today we meet with the continuation of the last week's discussion. We have been discussing about the Paticchasamuppada with Professor Ravi Koggalage. Now, to introduce him once again to you, or for those who are seeing him for the first time, Professor Ravi Koggalage is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor, Academic of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University. He is a meditator as well as a teacher of meditation with plenty of overseas experience as well. Sir, we warmly welcome you to today's Dhamma Hadaya. Now, as I said, we'll be continuing what we have been discussing last week. I think we stopped talking about the Paticchasamuppada.
Yes,
shall
part
we,
of
yes.
Paticchasamuppada.
Yeah, shall
Pancha
we, you know, shall we sum it up?
Yes.
Especially the Paticchasamuppada.
Hmm. Yes. We started with Pancha Upadana Kanda and then came to this Passapaccaya Vedana.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Salayatana Paccaya Passo.
Yeah.
Passapaccaya Vedana and Vedana Paccaya Tanha.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought up the point that is it something to get rid only after Vedana, the Tanha, Upadana, Bhava and so on, or else is it complete cessation or get rid of each part
mm-hmm.
of the Paticchasamuppada. So according to Nirodha side, it says not only Tanha Nirodho, but Vedana Nirodho, and before that Passa Nirodho, and the
mm-hmm.
Salayatana Nirodho as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, my view is, it is not only part of the Paticchasamuppada you are getting rid of
mm-hmm.
from Vedana onwards,
mm-hmm.
sorry, not the Tanha onwards,
mm-hmm.
but also the other things before that, because no way of getting rid of Tanha when there's Vedana, because Vedana Paccaya Tanha, Vedana Nirodha Tanha Nirodha, right?
Yes.
According to Paticchasamuppada, we can't give our interpretations when Paticchasamuppada is there clearly indicated. Vedana Paccaya Tanha, Vedana Nirodha Tanha Nirodha. Then how to get rid of Vedana? Passa Paccaya Vedana, Passa Nirodha Vedana Nirodha.
Mm-hmm.
How to get rid of Passa? Salayatana Paccaya Passo, Salayatana Nirodha, Passa Nirodha.
Mm-hmm.
And the Salayatana is due to Nama Rupa, Nama Rupa Paccaya Salayatana, Nama Rupa Nirodha, Salayatana Nirodha. So these aspects. Now, the Passa Paccaya Vedana. So, now there's one more sutta where Buddha has explained this 62 beliefs they had in India that time,
mm-hmm.
right? It's in Brahmajala Sutta. So 62 different beliefs, right?
Yes.
And each of them,
I think in the Digha Nikaya, the Brahmajala Sutra.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, each of these Buddha took one by one
mm-hmm.
and said only one thing to reject it. That is, Tadapi Passa Paccaya. That is also because of Passa. Tadapi Passa Paccaya.
What does that phrase exactly mean, sir? Tadapi Passa Paccaya.
Passa Paccaya, you already know.
Yes.
Because of Passa.
Yeah.
Tadapi referring to that belief.
Okay.
Also, Passa Paccaya.
All the 62 beliefs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He took one by one and said, Tadapi Passa Paccaya. That also because of Passa.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So, this very important
mm-hmm.
Phrase, because by saying that, Buddha has rejected.
Mm-hmm.
That is also because of pass. Right? Now here, I took that because this is passa paccaya vedana. Vedana also because of passa. Right? You can say tadapi passa paccaya. Right? So vedana also something creating by us because of passa. Right? So there's a way to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
If passa is not there, vedana cannot be there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, this very deep point, so this is where I see Buddha's teachings
mm-hmm.
go beyond the contact or passa.
Mm-hmm.
All other teachings based on passa. They accept passa and then based on that, they give their explanations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, passer is, what is passer? Each sensor. For example, eye. There can be chakku sampassa, eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That means three things. Eye, rupa, and the eye consciousness, chakku vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
These three are there. It is known as chakku sampassa. Mm-hmm. Similarly, each of other senses, for example, ear, the ear consciousness and the sound object, right? These three things together known as ear contact, chakku sampassa, right? If you take another sensor, nose, smell and the consciousness, relevant consciousness is this ghana vijnana.
Mm-hmm.
So that is ghana sampassa.
Okay.
Okay. So similarly, you can go on up to all these six senses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a corresponding passa,
mm-hmm.
contact. Now, if this passa is there, vedana is there. No one can stop that. Right?
Okay.
So, in Madhupindika Sutta, it says, last week also I took this last discussion. Chakkuncha paticca rupecha uppajyati chakku vinyana. I and the rupa. Chakku, chakkuncha paticca rupecha. Right? I and the rupa object.
Mm-hmm.
They arise vinyana. Uppajyati chakku vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Three things together, thinnan sangati passo, known as passa. Okay. I, rupa object and the I consciousness, three things together known as passa. And again, please
so because
remember.
Of
yeah.
the passa, only the vijnana arises.
Passa only vedana arises.
Vedana and then...
Vijnana arises because of I and rupa.
Fine, okay.
Chakkuncha paticca rupecha upadhyati chakku vinyana. Three things together, the I, rupa and the vinyana known as passa. Then passa paccaya vedana. Because of passa, they arise vedana. Right? Passa paccaya vedana. Now thing is, how this passa arise? What's the reason for passa? What is passa, the contact, and the passa samudayu? What are the causes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the nirodha, or the cessation. Right? If one sees these three, then that is the sammaditti.
Okay.
Sammaditti, the lokottara sammaditti, where this Areshtangika magga begins.
Okay.
Right? What is passa samudaya and the cessation of passa.
Mm-hmm.
That is samadhiti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, remember without samadhiti, there cannot be path. Because path starts with samadhiti.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this point is very important. This is where Laukika and Lokottara, you know, differentiate these two paths. There's Laukika Areshtangika Marga and also Lokottara Areshtangika Marga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm talking about the Lokottara path.
Okay.
Right? So this Lokottara Sammaditti, one should know what is passa, what is passa samudaya, and cessation of passa. Now, passa itself is, we have to take one sensor. If we take I, for example, I and the rupa object and the I consciousness, right? These three together known as the passa. But here, according to this Madhupindika Sutra, the chakkuncha paticca rupecha, I and the rupa, because of these, they arise chakku vinyana. So chakku vinyana also paticca samuppanna. So initially only I and the I object is the rupa. Because of that, they arise chakku vinyana. This clearly indicated in this Madhupindika Sutra. Chakkuncha paticca rupecha. Paticca means the reason, cause. Right? Nisa. So chakku and the rupa, they arise upajyati chakku vinyana. Right? So chakku vinyana arise because of these two. I and the object rupa. Similarly, sota vijnana arise because of ear and the sound object. Okay? They arise sota vijnana. Three things together. Tinnan sangati, it is known as passa. Okay? Then passa paccaya vedana. In this Madhupindika Sutra, it says, tinnan sangati passo, passa paccaya vedana, then yang vedeti tang sanjanati. If you feel something, that is what you recognize. So identify sanjanati. Yan sanjanati tang vitakketi. Vitakra is you think about. So what you get to know or identify, you think about it. Okay? Like that, it's going on, then something called papancha. There you create something with your wrong beliefs, tanha dittimana. So I'm not going to explain those today. So here, because I'm focusing on this passa,
yeah.
Right?
Contact.
Yes. So passa is I and the rupa object and the chakku vinyana. But according to this Madhupindika Sutta, chakku vinyana also a kind of result of I and the object. Chakkuncha paticca rupecha upajyati chakku vinyana.
Yes.
So it's a paticca samuppanna something. Right? Arise from there itself. But we used to believe from the passa chaitasika, it is saying these three things are there. I, the internal object, then the rupa external object, and the chakku vinyana. Three things together known as passa, contact. Okay? Now, one point you have to note there. Initially, chakku vinyana is not there, but it is a kind of paticca samuppanna thing. But when we come to passa level, contact level, we believe these three things are together, separately. So, the third one, vijnana, is not because of these two, but it's as a separate entity, no?
Yeah.
So, three items together.
That's true, yeah.
Internal sensor, external object, and the consciousness. But this consciousness arises because of these two. That's why this Madhupindika Sutta says. So, we forget that fact when passa. When we believe passa, right?
Okay.
Because passa simply says these three things are there. Internal sensor, object, external object, and the vijnana. Right? So, cause of passa you can identify from there. Mm-hmm. In Madhupindika Sutta, next verse, it says when eye is there, rupa is mm-hmm. there, chakku vinyana is there, then the something called contact is kind of visible. Mm-hmm. Right? When eye is there, rupa is there, chakku vinyana, the eye consciousness is there, then we can talk about something called passa. Chakkun sati, rupan sati, chakku vinyane sati. Then there's a possibility of talking about the passa. But if eye is not there, chakkun asati, rupa not there, rupan asati, chakku vinyanam asati, then there's no something called passa. Right? This is how Sutta says, mm-hmm. okay? Maybe difficult to understand, but mm-hmm. this is according to Buddha's discourse in Madhupindika Sutta. Right? Now, one fact normally we forget is vijnana rays arise because of eye and rupa.
Mm-hmm. So, likewise to all the five senses?
Yes.
Chakku vinyana, sota vinyana.
Okay. So, ear and the sound object, they arise sota vinyana. Mm-hmm. But three things together known as passa. Right?
Three things in the sense ear, the...
Ear, externally sound, and the consciousness okay. middle. It's explained in few other suttas, okay. even Majje Sutta. Right? Mm-hmm. Eye is one end. Rupa is another end, vijnana is middle. Right? Similarly, ear one end, sound the other end, vijnana is mm-hmm. middle. Okay. Now, in that Majje Sutta, Buddha has mentioned, don't be in any extremes. Extremes are internal sense of one extreme, external object the other extreme, mm-hmm. anta. Mm-hmm. Right? Two extremes. Mm-hmm. And vijnana is the middle. Okay. So don't be in the two extremes. And also don't fall into the middle as well. Majje mantha nalippati. Mm-hmm. The majje is the vijnana consciousness.
Okay.
And for that person, there's a possibility of getting rid of craving, tanha. If I say the other way around.
One who is neither at the ends nor yeah. at the middle has yes. the opportunity of attaining Nibbana.
That's right, exactly. Okay. That is Majje Sutta.
Okay, right. Yes.
Because we need to know Buddha's.
Yeah, of course, it's very difficult, I think, a process neither to be in the neither the ends nor the middle.
Yeah. But not by doing that, there's no way to enter the path leading to Nibbana. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So these are very important facts because some people, they used to believe when you are in Samadhi and experience something, okay, I achieved this Sotapattaya and so on. Magaphala. Mm-hmm. Even without having the Samadhi. This is the danger. So, it's a kind of opportunity to rethink mm-hmm. according to Dhamma. Not because I am telling, mm-hmm. but just use your wisdom and use the Dhamma. These are Buddha's discourses. Right? Mm-hmm. So, now coming back to this, the passa. When we talk about passa, chaitasika, three things are there. That's what we believe. Right? Eye, rupa, and the eye consciousness. But we have to remember, before eye consciousness, eye and the rupa. Because of eye and rupa, there arise eye consciousness. However, when we talk about passa, all three things are together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you understand the logic? initially ayan the rupa they are chakkuncha paticcha rupecha.
Okay.
Then they arise chakku vinyana.
Right.
Right. It is a paticcha samuppanna thing. But passa chaitasika says all three things are together.
Okay.
At the same moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This logic, this is the paticcha samuppada. If you put time delay here, you won't be explained this. Because initially I and rupa are there.
Mm-hmm.
They arise chakku vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
Then how can I and rupa are there? Because of I and rupa, they arise chakku vinyana.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So you mean after arising, the other two components cannot be there?
They must be there. This is the important fact in paticca samuppada.
They so, have to be there, right?
No, if I and rupa causes, effect is the chakku vinyana.
Yeah.
They arise chakku
vinyana. So they need not be there as well.
They
need not be there.
Yes, if we take the time factor.
Yes.
This is where in paticca samuppada there is no time involvement, there is no time delay.
Mm-hmm.
When causes are there, result is there, it is happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when we see
is
a light.
Is it happening at the same time or quickly?
Same time. Yeah, quickly again we are
there's a time delay.
Taking a very small time fraction.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So time also a creation of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of delusion.
Mm-hmm.
There's something we need to understand in this paticca samuppada. Paticca samuppada not only explain cause and effect principle,
mm-hmm.
but also there's no time involvement between this cause and effect.
Okay.
Like one simile, this vinyana and nama rupa. Given is you keep two bundles touching each other, batamiti dega, right? So the causes are this side, effect result is this side.
Mm-hmm.
If vinyana is this, nama rupa is this. So you have to talk about both at the same time,
mm-hmm.
not one side first and the second later.
Mm-hmm.
So, paticca samuppada explains not only cause and effect, but these are there at the same time. Another, we can take similes like bulb, when it is lighted up, the light is there. So, bulb is on and the light also there, it's happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But we can say because of this bulb we get light.
Yeah.
So hetupala, cause and effect also there, but they are existing at the same time.
Okay.
Right? So this is paticca samuppada. So in passa, the vinyana arises because of I and the object rupa,
mm-hmm.
but they are existing at the same time because of this paticca samuppanna nature,
mm-hmm.
paticca samuppada principle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is not something like the first causes are there, when causes decay, they arise result. That is just cause and effect, hetupala.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say paticca samuppada, result arise because of causes, but they exist together, right?
Mm-hmm.
These two things. That's where you don't fall into this time gap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is happening at the same time. So when this all, you know, the vinyana, the five skandhas, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana,
mm-hmm.
they exist at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's no order, even when we try to explain. There's an order when explaining, but they arise together, cease together.
I suppose we have put that order to because of our convenience of remembering, perhaps, of referring.
Yes, and also there's a possibility of talking about the order even they exist same time.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now this think about this bulb and the light example.
Mm-hmm.
Because of it is on, we get the light.
Yes.
But they exist at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time delay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. If you take another simile like the, what do you call this, shade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, shade of my hand. When there's light there.
You mean the shadow?
Exactly. Shadow.
Uh-huh.
Now, shadow arises because of hand and the light.
Yeah.
Right? So, that is cause and effect.
Hmm.
But can we talk about shadow when hand is not there?
No.
No. So, they exist together.
So, they coexist.
Coexist. Yeah. There's no time left.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
So, this very important thing in Paticchasamuppada principle. Now this, when we talk about passa also, even we say this paccaya, the paticca nature, the I, because of I and the rupa, vijnana arise, but still they exist together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that is one thing I try to explain. So, this Paticchasamuppada is something more than just cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can talk about cause and effect with reference to time also.
Mm-hmm.
First causes are there, then later result arise. So, Paticchasamuppada is not something like that. They coexist at the same time. Okay? If you understand this principle, then it's easy to understand all other things, especially this passa and so because of passa we can tell they arise vedana, but they coexist. Right? This all chaitasikas are coexist with the chitta. When vijnana is there, passa, vedana, sanya, all those are chaitasika. They arise together, they cease together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not before the vijnana, not after the vijnana, but together with vijnana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even these five upadana khandas, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vijnana, they arise together and cease together. They are interconnected. So, with the thought itself, to see something, in this case we see the flower using our eye. So, at that exact moment we can talk about rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara and vijnana. All five arise together. Okay?
Yeah.
But they arise together at the same time, but still we can talk about order as well. But that is not referring to time gap. There's no time delay.
Mm-hmm. Some other order, like alphabetical order or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean one exists before the other.
Okay.
They exist together.
So it's an order independent of time, like.
Yes, independent of time, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But worldly way, we used to put time delay. That's where it is very difficult to understand these things. Right? So Paticchasamuppada principle, this imas means sati idam hoti, means when causes are there, result is there. Right? It is not causes are there first, then later is result. When result is there, causes are not there. No. No time gap. We have to talk, you know, they exist together. Okay? Cause and effect. That's why this Paticchasamuppada principle is very deep, difficult to understand. Right? But if you get to know this logic, it is not that difficult. Okay? Now, if we come back to that point, Passa, Vedana, Tanha, Upadana, and so on.
Okay.
Right? They coexist together. But it's a bit difficult to understand this if you think in this along this time dimension. So first thing you have to understand, time also a creation of our mind only. Okay? So when we get rid of this time factor, they exist together and cease together. That's why imas means sati idam hoti, they exist together. When this is there. Right? Imas means asati, if causes are not there, the result also not there. Right? Again, there's no time left between these two. Okay? Now, earlier I mentioned this in Brahmajala Sutta, different 62 beliefs. We say hatadekak mithya drushti, 62 wrong beliefs. But Buddha took one by one and explained that is also because of passa. Tadapi passa paccaya. That also because of passa. So if something depend on passa or based on passa, it is a belief only. It is not the reality. Okay. If something based on passa, that is only a belief. That is not the reality. So Buddhism goes something beyond this passa or the contact. How passa arise? There's a kind of avidya, not knowing the reality. Because Paticchasamuppada starts paccaya sankara, sankara paccaya vinyana, then vinyana paccaya namarupa, namarupa paccaya salayatana, salayatana paccaya passo. So the starting point, avidya is there in all of this. Even sankara, that is because of avidya. Right? So we can say even passa, that is because of avidya.
Okay.
You understand the logic?
Now, does it not require that you have to have avidya first?
Yes, it's a requirement.
So then the
whole Paticchasamuppada exists because of avidya.
Avidya.
That's the base.
So does time come into action there? Because we have to have avidya.
Yes,
avidya
due
first.
To avidya, you may think there's a time gap. That's why we think about atita rupa, vartamana rupa, anagata rupa, and so on.
That is based
on avidya. So it is not the reality. That's what you have to understand.
Actually, what I'm asking is, now, avidya, paccaya,
sankhara.
So, for sankhara to arise, avidya should be there first.
Should be there. First in the sense,
there's
no time gap.
That's what I wanted to clarify.
Based on avidya. So, they are coexisting again.
Okay.
Avidya, paccaya, sankhara. Because of avidya, there arise sankhara.
Okay.
But there's no time gap.
Okay. they coexist.
Coexist because of paticca sampanna.
Fine. Okay, clear.
So, all factors in this paticca sampada are based on avijja. If avijja is not there, we can't talk about the paticca sampada. So, the passa also they are because of avijja, not knowing the reality. Right? So, if you know the reality, the passa cannot exist. So, this point, what is passa? What is passa samudaya? What is passa nirodha? If one can see this, there arise the sammadhitti. Okay? Same thing. This I mentioned in the Sammadhitti Sutta by Venerable Sariputta. Even the Salayatana. If you know what Salayatana is, what the cause, samudaya, and the cessation, nirodha, there you get the Sammadhitti. Okay. Right? But we talk about Nibbana or the Lokottara Phala, where the Salayatana existing. It is not according to the Paticca Samuppada, because Paticca Samuppada Buddha clearly explained Salayatana Nirodha. Right? To understand that, you need this. What is Salayatana? What is the cause of it? And also the cessation of it. There you get Sammadhitti. Right? So if you can't think about cessation of Salayatana, or the cause of Salayatana, then there's no Sammadhitti. So the Lokottara level I am talking about. Okay, not the worldly level Sammadhitti. So, Lokottara Sammadhitti, this I explained in the Sammadhitti Sutta. Okay, if you refer Sammadhitti Sutta, the Salayatana, what is cause of Salayatana and what is Nirodha or the cessation of Salayatana. There one get Sammadhitti. Now, if we come back to this, I hope I have time to explain this another principle.
We have more than 5 minutes.
Okay. Now, when we see something, is it really we are seeing something external? Now, for example, these flowers, you can see red color, green color, and so on. So, is it that color belongs to the external object? Or is it something created by our eye?
I think it's created by our eye.
I sure. But we used to believe this red color belongs to that flower.
We assign red the colors. Flower. We usually assign the colors to the external object.
Yes.
But we learn that it's after all the eye that makes the difference.
Yes, it's generated by our eye.
Yeah, and
if I give simple experiment to test that, if you use some color transparent
paper
sheet,
paper,
polythene, something, right? For example, if you use red color paper,
you see the world in red.
Yes, we see world in red.
Yeah.
If you use green color, we see world in green.
Yeah. And if you just ask a colorblind person what color the
they won't be able to recognize.
Or they might even say a different color.
Yes.
Yes.
Why? Because that is something generated by their eye. So what we see is something generated by our eye, we see. Right? Even the sounds we hear, we used to believe they are external. But that is something generated by our ear we hear. It is something like, if I take an example, like a radio. When we on the radio only, we can hear sounds.
Yes.
Before that, we can't hear.
No.
Right? So it is not the sounds coming to radio. Sound is generated by the radio. Right? So in science we say they are waves only.
Mm-hmm.
They are not sounds.
Humans can hear only between 20 to 20,000 hertz.
Yes, there's a range.
Yes.
That is the capability of our ear.
Mm.
Beyond that range, we can't hear. But even within that range, is it the sound itself coming to our ear, or is it something generated by our ear? So what is coming to our ear are just waves only.
Mm-hmm.
They are not sounds. We say they are sound waves, but they are only waves, they are not sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So our ear, it is like a radio.
So
it can convert that waves to
sounds.
Mm-hmm. That means our ear can generate sounds.
So is it the Sota Vijnana that does it?
Sota Vijnana is the knower.
Okay.
Right? Vijnana
okay.
always is the knowing.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what? Knower knows what?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So Sota Vijnana get to know about sounds. But are those sounds really external or something generated by our ear sense? That is the thing we have to think about. Similarly, those colors, are they existing externally or is it something generated by our eye instrument?
Mm-hmm.
If I say it's an instrument.
Yeah.
Right? So then you will realize it is something generated by this organ, eye instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Organ called eye, but I take it as instrument. Right? Ayatana. It can generate something. That's why it is ayatana. It can generate, create. Right? So our consciousness sees something created by the sensor. Consciousness can see only something generated or created by this organ, eye organ, ear organ, and so on, the sensor. But we used to believe, worldly level we used to believe, what we see, what we hear are external,
mm-hmm.
existing externally. So that is not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you think in this way, there's a possibility of get to know the whole world is within these six senses, not externally. But worldly level, we used to believe about the external world.
Mm-hmm.
But Buddha has mentioned world is within this
one
body.
One fathom long body.
Yes, one
mm-hmm.
fathom long body. That means within these six senses.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it is not what is existing externally we are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
But something generated by these six senses. Our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Eye consciousness observes something generated by the eye.
Mm-hmm.
All the colors. Right? That's a capability of our eye.
Mm-hmm.
To generate those colors. Right? All the sounds what we hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's the capability of our ear.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, there's a range for that.
Yeah.
Right? Capability of our ear to generate some sounds. So eye consciousness get to know only about those sounds. Right? So there's another very important sutta like Madhupindika Sutta. There's a sutta called Mahahatti Padopama Sutta.
Okay. Not Chullahatti but Mahahatti Padopama Sutta.
Yes.
The famous one is the Chullahatti. The
famous one is Chullahatti. But Mahahatti Padopama Sutta,
mm-hmm.
it explains something more than this I and the object. Chakkuñca paticca rūpeca uppajjati chakku viññāṇam, that is Madhupindika Sutta.
Yeah.
But this Mahahatti Padopama Sutta says, when I is there, that is functional I is there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In Pali it says aparibhinnaṁ hoti, not broken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So functional I is there. Rupang apatane. The when there's a rupa generated by this I. Okay. Still now Madhupindika Sutta says then there arise vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
But Mahathipadopam says still there's no vinyana. There's something called, there's another Pali term, Tajjo Samannaharo.
Mm-hmm.
Tajjo Samannaharo. That means something arises from there itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chakku Vinyana, it is something arises from there itself. Not coming from anywhere else, but arises from there, Tajjo. Then, arises from there, our attention towards that is Tajjo Samannaharo, then only there arise vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
If our attention is there to something generated there itself, so it clearly explain it is not external.
Mm-hmm.
It is something arise from there itself, Tajjo Samannaharo. Then only Chakku Vinyana
mm-hmm.
can see something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Similarly, Sota Vinyana. So the ear sensor, working sensor, and the sound, and also something arise from there, our attention should be there.
Mm-hmm.
Tajjo Samannaharo.
Okay.
Then only we can talk about Sota Vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, object for the Sota Vinyana is not something external, but something arises from there itself. Okay? This faculty, the Ayatana itself.
Yeah.
That is what we perceive.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, it is not the external world.
Right.
So, this is exactly matching with Buddha's words.
Mm-hmm.
World is within this one fathom long body,
mm-hmm.
not the external.
Okay.
So whenever you realize this and trying to observe these facts,
mm-hmm.
that is the beginning of your vipassana or the lokottara magga, lokottara areshtangika magga.
Mm-hmm.
If you still use external objects to realize something, external world, it is not real vipassana. As Buddha has clearly mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you have to see the world within this one fathom long body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So without believing that, without agreeing with that, you don't have to believe anyway, without agreeing with that, still if we think, okay, world is outside, we have to do vipassana from outside objects.
Then your vipassana won't be successful.
Yes, it is not lokottara magga. It is something worldly level.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Because you believe the world.
Mm-hmm.
You believe the world is outside.
Mm-hmm.
Then do some kind of meditation. For example, okay, there's a flower.
Mm-hmm.
This flower is anicca, 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 changing, changing, changing. That's a worldly level kind of meditation.
Okay. So that won't do?
That won't take you to lokottara magapala.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no proper sammaditti or the lokottara sammaditti. Because you try to understand world from outside, not the inside. But if you go a little bit further, like that flower, is it outside? The flower I experience, is it outside or is it something generated by this eye organ? The colors only we are capable of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, without eye we can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, this whole world is something generated by all our six senses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we perceive. So, if you try to see that reality, there you start the real vipassana or the Lokottara Magga.
Yes. So let us all try to see the truth as it really is, and let us try to generate the Vipassana Jnana and continue our Vipassana. So I think we have provided enough food for thought. And I'm sure, first of all, let me thank Professor Ravi Kukkarage for sharing his knowledge plus meditational experience with us. And if you have any doubts, I'm sure you have doubts and you have places where you need clarifications, please, you can directly forward your questions to Professor Ravi Kukkarage himself, so you can give them your contact.
Yes, my email address is koggalage@yahoo.com, koggalage@yahoo.com. And our discussions and books are available in our website, ravi.harimaga.com, ravi.harimaga.com.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being with us. I hope this has helped you a lot towards your path, to tread in that path towards the goal of the ultimate goal, Nibbana. So thank you very much for being with us, and let us meet up the next week as well with yet another fruitful discussion. Thank you. May the most noble Triple Jump bless you.